Hey, this is Hannah, and we're talking about Indigenous Peoples Day, and I'm here with...
My name is Gasokiputa Mistahai Esquayo, Charging Grizzly Bear Woman. My English name is Robin Sully Rashad. I'm a First Nations woman, Anishinaabe Niiwa from Treaty 5 Territory.
Beautiful. Robin, can you share with me what National Indigenous Peoples Day means for you?
Yeah, definitely. Eliminate all bias and assumptions. When we are learning or understanding a different perspective, our ideology from a different background or culture of people, we should always have an open heart and open mind to the concepts and lived experiences that those who are sharing. Eliminating all bias and pre-assumption will not only open up your heart, but give you an opportunity to grow as a human being, as a person.
Mm-hmm.
When we allow ourselves to listen, when we allow ourselves to be open-minded and to be aware, that reflects on our not only our personal growth, but our professional growth as well. And how can we be better community members?
Yes. So how do you help people slow down and reconnect with their own guidance when everything around them is telling them to speed up?
It's like going back to self and practicing introspection and practicing what's most important and prioritizing the things and people that you love. When we create from a heart-centered place, everything else starts to align. You need to separate yourself from societal norms and grinding and hustling to a point of exhaustion because it's not feasible. It disconnects you. And for me, like, that's what I know what the colonial agenda is. It disconnects you from spirit and disconnects you from what is your purpose.
Oof, I got chills with that. Robin, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom and for all the work that you do at Eagle Medicine and in the community.